Welcome to the Raiders Press Pass, your credential to all things silver and black.
Big week for us. Obviously, coming off of the first preseason game, we saw a lot of things that we can do better, we can fix and improve. And the length of time between preseason game number one and preseason game number two for us gives us an opportunity to really kind of spend a lot of quality time this week doing that and get a few padded practices in here this week. So excited to get to work again.
Josh, going back to Thursday's game, Josh Jacobs played, significant snaps for a preseason game. It kind of opened up some speculation that you guys might be shopping him or doing something along those lines. Just wanted to ask you if there was anything like that going on.
Yeah, no. JJ is a guy that obviously we know what he's done. And as I said after the game, I really do believe that the backs in any, situation, they don't really get to simulate what's going to happen during the course of the regular season. And so, giving them an opportunity to actually get tackled, take care of the football, and get acclimated to a new system, quite honestly, I think is the goal. And each man's different. Like I said, we, chose to not play a few guys. There was a number of guys that couldn't play based on, just coming back from something or, rehabbing certain things. But Andre James played three series as our starting center, and there was a purpose for that, communication with the quarterbacks, really starting to do the things on the line of scrimmage with the guys on either side of them, and do it in a game setting when we didn't know what was coming. You saw a lot of the linemen play most of the first half that started the game again. Like I said, we'll try to do what's best for the team. We felt like that was a good thing, a good opportunity for all our backs that played. We have a lot of confidence in JJ, and he did well with his opportunities, which we hoped he would, and he did. But we have no desire to do that at all.
Josh, I asked you after the game about some impressions from field level, but now that you're back in Vegas and have looked at the film, was there some positives that stood out that maybe from the vantage of the field you couldn't see?
I thought we had great energy. I thought our guys really had a great approach to the game. We didn't do a whole lot schematically, which is fine, but we wanted to see fundamentally some of the things that we've been working hard on. I think some of those things showed up. I think one of the best things that came out of the game is it's a lot clearer for our team to see the areas where we can make progress from this point forward. Our lanes in punt coverage, our double teams against different shades and techniques up front, our ability to be under control and tackle, when you play a game, now you're on film for everybody to see. And we had a great opportunity the day after the game to go through, every single play of the game. And now the players see it. It's on film. It's not just a practice period or an individual drill. Now it happened in a game, to me, that's one of the biggest positives you can take is, okay, there's a clear focus on what needs to improve, and that's kind of how we've set our week up this week.
You talked about the punt coverage, the big return, there was a big hold. Obviously,
yeah.
It was pretty egregious.
Yeah.
Was that
same thing. That's what I'm saying. And again, in things like that, it's not just the first group that's out there, because that happened to be, later in the game. It's got to be every man, and again, on our team, you never know who's going to end up out there. You only take 46 to the game, and it may not be the guys that started the game because of injury or what have you. So our entire team, whether it's special teams, offense or defense, has to understand the big picture. And, we had poor lane coverage on that particular kick, and it hurt us, and we were fortunate that it got called back. But, again, like I said, those are great opportunities now. We learned the hard way what we can't do and what we need to fix, and hopefully we'll do that this week.
Josh,
Josh Chandler and Darren didn't make the trip. Hadn't practiced for a couple of days. Really, yep. Expectations.
Yeah, everybody's making progress. You know, they're all working really hard. And like I said, there's a handful of them that are just continuing to grind away in the training room and rehab, and they'll be out there as soon as they're ready to go. And hopefully, that will be sooner rather than later for some of them.
Talk about fundamentals, body ball boundary, contact balance, especially from the running back position. From Austin Walter, I've seen a lot of that. Yep. In practice, you're preaching this, you're coaching this. How excited are you to see some of these guys like Austin Walter who are kind of coming from, you know, these other teams didn't want them, now they're on your yep. team and now they're shining and yep. doing well for you?
Yeah, I mean, that's the other thing that really shows up is there's opportunities. And they've all heard the same thing that we've said since we got here, which is, you know, competition makes us all better, and they're going to earn their role on the team. You know, we don't have it predetermined. And so, you know, Austin made a play in the kicking game too. You know, he's one of the first guys down on the kick cover team. You know, he's down there inside the 20-yard line, you know, making contact with the returner. You know, so plays really hard, made a couple of really nice runs, made some people miss in the secondary. There's no question that he's showed up, he's competing hard, he's open-minded to whatever role we asked him to compete in. And again, he's added competition to our backfield, no question.
You talk a lot about, you know, guys learning a new offensive scheme under you, but you also implemented a new scheme on defense as well. How did you feel like the guys kind of performed in their new roles?
You know, some good and some, you know, some things to fix for sure. I thought our communication overall was decent. You know, because every play, if you start with good communication, you have a chance. And so I thought our communication, for the most part, was decent. You know, there's things we got to fix in our run defense, things we got to fix in terms of our overall ability to see the quarterback and break on the ball in zone defense. And there's some things we got to clean up in man coverage. We ran into each other a couple times, you know, as the game went on. So, you know, there's, like I said, in the first game of the year, you're always going to see some things that you feel pretty good about. And then there's definitely, you know, it's right there on the film. It's easy for us to pinpoint, hey, we got to fix this. We got to make it better. And I think the players left here on Friday understanding what some of those were.
You've been with Jarrett his whole professional career now. What made him a guy you wanted to go get when you got this job? And what have you seen out of his progression?
You know, good, great kid. Smart, works hard at the game. You know, hasn't had a tremendous number of opportunities, you know, just based on the circumstances that he came in under. And dealt with an injury, you know, a year and a half ago that, you know, kind of slowed him down a little bit. But you know, he's healthy now. And again, understands what he's trying to do. Ran the offense pretty efficiently the other night. Took care of the ball. You know, made some plays with his legs. So again, he's just, to me, I see him as a young player who's continuing to develop and improve. You know, we have not reached, you know, his peak yet, you know, and we have a lot of players on our team I'd say that about, but certainly Jarrett is one of them.
Prepare for this week. Do you look at it like, okay, now the whole league's on the same level, it's week one, or and you had a bonus game and you prepare for this like it's a week one preseason game, or are you going into it with your second game, preseason plans, personnel playing time?
Yeah, it's definitely the second one for us, meaning we're not going to, you know, go backwards and treat it like we haven't, you know, done anything. We learned a lot about what we can fix and get better at in Canton the other night. And so I think for us, like I said, from the very beginning when we learned we had that game, we were going to try to take advantage of all four. Maybe not the same way, you know, in terms of how we utilize them, what we try to put the focus and emphasis on, who plays, who doesn't play, you know, how we're going to, you know, navigate that, all those decisions. We'll try to do what's right for our team, which, you know, there's a number of things that we can do differently, you know, play it a different way, et cetera. But we're definitely going to look at it for what it is, which is a great opportunity for us to make progress from week one to week two.
Good.
These preseason games become pretty big opportunities for undrafted free agent guys that seem to be making plays on the field and then in practice showed up in the game. Anybody in particular, like Darian Butler, Isaiah, the safety from USC,
yep.
Sam Webb,
yep.
They seem to have shown up.
Yeah, we had a number of guys, you know, undrafted that, you know, were in there and competing, you know, Luke and Darian at linebacker. Sam for sure and Kaz, you know, made a few big hits, you know, in the second half of the game. The two young safeties, you know, have some guys, you know, on the offensive side of the ball as well, that had opportunities and made, you know, made the most of those. So, you know, they're all here for a reason. And if we didn't believe that they had an opportunity to impact us and make us better, and make our team, then we wouldn't have put them here, you know. And so they all understand that the opportunity is the same for them as it is for somebody else. And they've gone out there and tried to make the most of those. And they got to continue to do that, you know, in all three phases of the game.
Josh, we've talked about you teaching in training camp the why to the players so they understand. But when live bullets are flying, are they starting to grasp it? Are they starting to get it? Are you happy with how they've made that transition from the classroom?
Yeah, you start to see the habits that have been formed or we have yet to form, you know, and that's really what you can see in the game is they have to revert to what they feel comfortable with and subconsciously what they know. They don't have time to stop and think about, you know, once the ball snaps, should I make this decision or should I make that decision? They got to go and react. And so, like I said, it gave us a pretty clear blueprint on, all right, we're doing okay here, but we need, you know, these things to improve. And so I think they do understand the why. I think the habits we're trying to form here, the fundamentals we're trying to continue to work on, the techniques that we're drilling. We're not there yet, but I don't know that any team would be there at this point, and so that's where our focus is going to be for sure this week.
This will be your debut at Allegiant Stadium coaching. I'm assuming you've gotten to go over there a time or two by now. Just what do you make of the building? Are you kind of envisioning what it's going to look like on game day?
Yeah, I've never coached there. You know, I've been in it a few times for sure, you know, since January, so super excited. What a great place to play. Excited to you know, be with our fans and Raider Nation in there and just see what that's like, you know, during the course of a game. And I understand it's a preseason game, but I think our team's excited. You know, we have a lot of guys that have never played in this stadium either. So our coaching staff, our team, our players, I think everybody's looking forward to this. You know, kind of excited. We have it in at the 1 o'clock, you know, 1:25 time slot, because that's where kind of most of our games will be. So it'll help us kind of simulate our preparation also. So we're going to use this for that as well. And then there's a lot of logistical things, you know, that you want to kind of get out of the way. And, you know, from getting to the stadium to where do I park to how early do I need to leave to, you know, all those things that you get an opportunity to go through a dry run of doing. So definitely excited. This is going to be fun on Sunday.
Kevin O'Connell, the Vikings coach. I think you were drafted him, right?
Yeah, yeah. Drafted Kevin.
Any surprises that he's where he is right now?
No. Kevin's been a football junkie since the moment I met him. And I went out to, you know, to his university and sat with him and worked him out and evaluated him a long time ago. He's a great human being and he's a really, really good football coach, who has taken the opportunity to learn from each person that he's been with. Starting when he was with us, you could just tell he was soaking it all in. And it was kind of in his blood. So, no, Kevin and I, you know, we've got a really good relationship, really proud of what he's been able to do as a coach. Excited for him to have this opportunity. I'll look forward to seeing him on Sunday, you know, and following his progress this year.
Adam and then Willie.
We talked about the opportunity for players, but you guys had a chance to see a close play on the sideline, make a decision to challenge it and win it. I guess how beneficial is it to have a play like that was very close and questionable for you guys to kind of go through your process? And what is the process that you guys use for determining that?
Yeah. No, it's a great the preseason, like I said, there's so many benefits to it if you use it the right way. And so for us, we tried to simulate everything the way we would do it during the game, you know, from, you know, our bus schedule to the stadium to our pregame routine to what we were doing on the field, which got a little disrupted with the weather, to, you know, what we do, in the pregame meeting to what we do at halftime, including those types of situations. You know, we knew going into the game if there's anything close, we wanted to go through our procedure and, you know, and Coach Sheldon's up there in the box and he's going to always give us the input that we need and make the decision about whether or not, you know, we go ahead and challenge something. So we had a couple conversations as the night went on about those things, and just so happened that that one was close enough that we felt like, you know what, it's worth doing. And we were fortunate that we won it. But, you know, these are great opportunities to simulate what you're going to need to do, you know, in the regular season. And hopefully we'll take the opportunity to do some more of those things here the next three games.
Josh, you talked about watching the film once you got back, sort of giving you an assessment. With Zamir in particular, after the game, he commented on him. But when you watch maybe plays that he wasn't directly involved in but on the field, what were some of the things you took away after you got to break down the film?
Yeah, he played fast. You know, and for a rookie, there's times where you're thinking and processing, and sometimes that makes you play a little slower than what you would normally do. And I didn't see that, you know, ran down on the kickoff team, made a hell of a tackle, you know, really closed the lane, did a good job of scalloping, coming under control, and made a good tackle on the kickoff cover team. This guy just plays hard, you know, loves football. You know, you saw how he finishes runs. He's a physical player. He's a tough guy. He adds that element to our team. And he's unselfish. You know, whatever role we've asked him to compete in, he just gets in there, whether it's on the punt team, the kick cover team, offensively, blitz pickup. He's trying to get better every day. Loves football. You know, I thought he got off to a good start the other night.
Thank you, Coach.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening to the Raiders Press Pass. For all things silver and black, download the Raiders app and visit Raiders.com.